Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 conference call of KPI Green Energy Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Farooq Patel, Chairman and Managing Director of KPI Green Energy Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm Farooq. Good evening, everyone. I welcome you all to the fourth quarter and FY23 investor call of KPI Green Energy Limited. The board of KPI Green Energy Limited on 26 May 2023 approved the company's financial results for the fourth quarter and for the year 22-23. Our results and updated presentation have been sent to the stock exchange and have also been uploaded on the company's website. We will discuss the operation of the company on the consolidated basis. The company reported an YOY growth of 179% from INR 231.51 crores to INR 647.03 crores, and it also registered a quarterly growth from INR 179.66 crore to INR 184.41 crore as compared to quarter 3 of financial year 2022-23. The year company has registered a highest ever PAT, which is a three-digit number at INR 109.60 crores. The company also has commissioned its first hybrid IPP project of the comprising of 16.1 megawatt wind plus 10 megawatt solar in March 23. Together with this hybrid IPP project, the company up to March 23 has energized a cumulative capacity of 137 plus megawatt, and that under CPP 175 plus megawatt, thereby totaling to 312 plus megawatt. The company made a history by commissioning a 7 turbine under the hybrid policy in South Gujarat that has resulted in opening up new market for the wind energy in South Gujarat. Now, I ask Mr. Salim Yahu, our CFO, to brief you on the key highlights of the financials for the year 2023. Salim bhai, please.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your insight on the company. As discussed by our CMD, Mr. Farooq Patel, the company reported year-on-year growth of 179% from INR 231.51 crore to INR 647.03 crores, and it also registered quarterly growth from INR 179.66 crores to INR 184.41 crores as compared to the quarter 3 of FY22-23. The year-on-year EBITDA grew by 91% from INR 110.35 crores to INR 211.25 crores, whereas the EBITDA margin moved from 47.67% to 32.65%, which is primarily attributed to the change in the revenue mix. The year-on-year consolidated PBT grew from by 139% from 59.36 crores to INR 141.87 crores, and subsequently PAT also grew from INR 43.25 crores to INR 109.63 crores. Since we have two segments, and in segment-wise, if I go, under the IPP segment, the company has energized totally 36 plus megawatt, which includes our hybrid project of 26 megawatt, with the cumulative consolidated capacity energized under the IPP segment as at the end of FY22-23 at 137 megawatt. The 26.1 megawatt hybrid IPP project has been capitalized in this quarter 4 of FY22-23, and the revenue for the same shall start to accrue in FY23-24 onwards. During the year FY22-23, on consolidated basis, under the CPP segment, the company has energized total 111 megawatt, which includes some hybrid projects also, with the cumulative consolidated capacity energized under CPP segment as at the end of the FY22-23 at 175 plus megawatt. Our IPP orders in hand at current is around 42 megawatt, whereas the CPP orders that we have in hand is around 74 megawatt, which includes hybrid. The year-on-year consolidated sales of captive projects grew by 225% from INR 168.39 crores to INR 547.97 crores. And that under the IPP segment grew by 64% from 57.59 crores to 94.73 crores. So ratio of revenue mix between CPP and IPP changed from 75 is to 25 in FY22 to 85 is to 15, which is led to the overall, which has led to the change in the overall margin also. Now, if we look at the operational cash flows, the net consolidated cash generated from the operating activities grew substantially by 56% from 102.38 crores to 159.38 crores. Moving on to the CAPEX part, the company has incurred CAPEX amounting to 266.27 crores during the FY22-23 towards the hybrid and solar IPP of 36 megawatt, including the land parcel and infrastructure. The said CAPEX was funded through a combination of debt and internal accruals, with a debt of 159.75 crores and internal accruals of 106 crores. The CAPEX has been incurred by delicately balancing between the debt and equity, which is around 2 is to 1. And we are consciously, we try to maintain the debt equity as in healthy levels. These are the brief synopsis of our financial highlights. I would like to ask the moderator to open the lines for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Piyush Mehta from Caprise Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, all. Am I audible?
Yes, Piyush, you can go ahead.
First of all, congratulations for a good FY23. And thanks for taking the question. I have a few basic questions. First one is, what is the average realization for the CPP projects per megawatt?
Okay. Any other questions? So
I have two more. But
okay. So, Sudhir, our average realization for CPP project is around 4.25 to 4.50 crores per megawatt.
Okay. And in terms of when we compare to this with an IPP project per megawatt, what is the average cost of putting up an IPP project? And when you do that, does it also include the land cost or you exclude that from it?
Okay. So you want to understand the average legend for the land project?
The CPP is still simpler.
For the CPP or the IPP you are asking about, right?
No, I'm saying CPP is still simpler to understand in terms of the average cost, but when it comes to IPP, it is not as simple. So,
right, I understand that. Piyush, you need to understand that the cost of the project for an IPP depends on multiple factors, which includes the size of the project, the transmission voltage, whether it is 11 kV or 66 kV, and the infrastructure cost, which is the transmission and the infrastructure around the plant. However, approximately cost ranges between 3.75 per megawatt to 4.10 kind of a cost per megawatt for an IPP.
Okay. And what is, in terms of when you mentioned, say, whether it's transmission voltage and all, what is the range that we offer here?
it is very difficult to, transmission lines we offer in 11 kV and 66 kV. These are the two transmission structures that we use.
And I'd asked this previously also, so in terms of the average cost of land, which is in your books, what is that and has it, like, how has it changed over FY22 to
FY23? But if you look at our books, the current capitalization of land in our books on consolidated is around 82.80 crores, okay? This is, you need to understand, this is the purchase price is what we are calculating at, okay? But altogether, if you look, the current valuation of this land would go around 700 crores.
700?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's for mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Piyush.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudhir Beda from Right Time Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and hearty congratulations for producing stupendous results quarter after quarter and showing very, very healthy growth quarter after quarter. So, congrats.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the appreciation.
Sir, I have three questions. So, first question, as of March, we have completed IPP of 137 megawatt. So, and CPP of 175. So, what is the target for FY24, that means current year, for IPP as well as CPP? That is my first question.
Okay. So, if you look at, we have given a stellar results year on year. So, but if you look at the market conditions and everything at the same time, the growing economy, we have minimum target of growth of 50 to 60% in both the segments. That is the minimum I would like to highlight, and there is no ceiling to that. I mean, if at the end, if we get a better deals and the funding, at the same time, we can add to that on the IPP side or also on the CPP side.
Oh, great. So, 50% growth in terms of megawatt, right? But if we take the 50% growth in CPP, but that doesn't match with the order. We have only 74 megawatt.
50%, see, 50 to 60% top line growth I'm talking about.
Top line growth.
If you look at the megawatt, I might add somewhere between 25 to 50 megawatt this year, minimum. Going forward, also we will add to that. You see, as we are aware, our target is that, by 2025, we have to touch 1,000 megawatt. That's 1 gigawatt. Accordingly, we will match that. But on the conservative side, we will grow 50 to 60% over.
Great, great. 50 to 60% growth for the...
I am again highlighting that is the minimum which we will be...
50 to 60% for the current financial year, right? So that sounds very...
Yeah, yeah.
But in CPP, we don't have that much of order book. So do you expect now the orders to come?
Yes, sir. See, at present, I have CPP order book... you must have seen the presentation as 74 plus 35 we have added new, which is uploaded on the stock exchange also. So altogether we have 109 megawatt. And if I calculate that into around the rating, it will go on 420-430 crores, which is the order book in hand as on date. There are a lot of orders which are in the pipeline, which we expect them to finalize within the next couple of months. So those will also get added to it.
Okay, so you are expecting good orders book to flow in. Right?
Yes, sir. Okay. At present, I'm sitting on 425-450 kind of order book in CPP itself.
Right. And, sir, my second question is, suppose our target is 1 gigawatt, right, by 2025. So, 250 of IPP and 750 of CPP. So, if we are able to complete that, so what would be our annuity per year of IPP as well as O&M from CPP? If we are able to complete 250 of IPP and 750 of CPP, then what can be our
CPP
to understand the longer perspective of the company?
Right. You want to understand the annuity on the CPP side and the IPP power sale also. That also is an annuity income, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me just give you a little perspective on the CPP side. CPP side, if I put 1 megawatt, I get annuity income of O&M lease of 10 lakh rupees.
Great.
So here you can calculate 1,000 megawatt will automatically calculate into 100 crores.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 750 crores. Yeah, I got it.
75 crore rupees
per annum. We will be earning on O&M and lease on the CPP.
Is the growth of percentage
year on year?
Year on year. All together, we will somewhere around 340, 350 crore rupees per tenure of the tax. As an annuity income for the 25 years. And the IPP, as you know, we are reaching 50. Today we are reached 150 almost for whole year revenue from the IPP, say the electricity cell, which is going to be an increase to 250 by end of 250 megawatts. Means 250 crore rupees from the IPP and 75 crore rupees you can say from the CPP, which will be the average revenue for annuity income, say 325 per annum. It will be last long 25 years. And that EBITDA will be 74%. And that's the main thing which we are already highlighting. The 74% out of 350, that we can calculate almost about 275 something.
Great, great. That sounds very good, sir. Congratulations again, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niket Shah from SN Finvest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
hello.
Yes, you're
audible.
Yeah. Hi. My first question is, what is the current status of the policy for IPP as of now? Are we under open access policy or and what is the status for hybrid policy right now?
Okay. Nikit, right? Nikit.
Yeah.
Current solar policy is, valid up to the 31st December 2025. And we are into open access policy where this policy is valid. The current hybrid policy shall expire on 18th of June this year. However, we expect a better policy to be rolled out with extended benefits.
Okay. So, do we get better EBITDA margins under the hybrid compared to the regular one? And what's the difference between the both in quantum?
See, there are certain benefits under the hybrid policy. You know, like monthly banking, transmission costs is charged only for the lead generator. So, for example, if there is wind and solar, so transmission charges, if the wind is the leader, it will be charged only for that. And there are other benefits like, you know, you have a higher PLF when it comes to wind. So this results in a better EBITDA as compared to the pure solar project in case of IPP project. When the power generation of the hybrid IPP project commissioned in FY23, which we have done right now, shall be booked in the revenue of FY23-24. Okay? So which will not be seen this year, in this year financial. So the projects were completed in the last quarter.
Okay. And our current breakup between CPP and IPP is 85-15. So are we going to stay at same percent or we'll again move?
You need to understand that the IPP projects are capital intensive. You know, the revenue mix would depend upon various factors. You know, we need to maintain a healthy leverage ratio so that doesn't hamper my ratings also. There is a tax planning aspect to that also. There should be sufficient free cash flows also. So we expect the mix to be some more less on the similar line. But as we see that, you know, the cash flows are generated more, then we can increase more of IPP and then the revenue will be a little bit different. Not too much different, but it will be in the similar range.
Okay. Thank you. I will join back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Grunwal from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Hi. Thank you, Anurag.
Yeah, sir, my question is actually I wanted to understand the differentiation between solar, wind and hybrid in terms of, you know, the PLF that we get from these plants, the capex that is incurred and, you know, what is the payback period for these projects, if you can sort of highlight between the, these three kind of projects.
See, you know, solar PLF, when I calculate on the AC side, it is around 26.36. Okay, around that we have seen the last year. Now, wind we have done this time, but we expect the wind PLF is around 36%, you know.
Okay. And in the in hybrid projects?
See, hybrid is, you know, if you calculate both, it's around 48%. You may take the weighted average of the both.
Okay. So, basically, okay. Okay. And what is the capex cost and the payback period for these projects?
See, the capex cost is, you know, related with the generation, you know, the wind PLF is almost double, and the cost is proportionally higher. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of payback, if you can, so my understanding was,
you know, see, we have if you calculate the ROI, it would come around. You know, payback period might be 5 to 7 years, but ROI would be around 15 to 17, 18.
This you're talking about which project, sir?
Hybrid. We are talking about hybrid, right?
Okay. 5 to 7 years, you're saying, in hybrid projects.
Yes.
Okay. And two bookkeeping questions that I had. One is related to, I can see an investment of 67 crores in the books. What is that related to?
The 67 crores, if you see, it's only seen in the standalone. It's a investment into the subsidiary, 100%. Wholly owned subsidiary, KPIG Energia and Sunrock, the two subsidiaries of KPI.
Okay. And in the finance cost, if you can give the bifurcation between the interest cost and the lease cost that we have. Yeah, because I understand there are lease assets which are lying in the books, which are appearing in borrowings. So in the finance cost, if you can give the differentiation.
Okay, so if you see the lease finance cost is around 13.46 crores out of the total finance cost of 46.76 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Karani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Good evening for the fantastic set of numbers that you've been delivering constantly quarter on quarter, sir.
Thank you, Devang. Yeah.
Sir, I would like to ask, what is the meaning of orders in hand in IPP, sir?
Okay. See, order in hand in IPP are the orders which, you know, where you can see that, you know, the business. You know, we have PPA agreements which are kept as an additional PPA agreement, where the IPP project is not set up, because the IPP project gestation period is around 3 to 9 months. So depending upon the size and the type of the project we are working, it might go up and down the gestation period. We keep on approaching several customers, and since they don't want to miss out to be in the queue for getting that power at a discounted rate, they sign out the PPAs with us, and we also have a comfort that we have additional PPAs in hand. So that's why we keep that. So those are orders in hand where we have signed the PPA, but yet to supply the power.
Okay. Sir, and what would be additional capex required, sir, for this 42 megawatt order that we have in hand, sir?
We have already given you the per megawatt, requirement for setting up the IPP. It's around 4.2 to 4.5 something. It comes to around including all the. If you just multiply it with this quantity, you automatically get that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And what would be the average cost of debt on the book, sir? And
it is around 9%.
Okay. And what would be the tenure, sir? By when would we pay back this loan, sir?
See, all my term loans or these capital intensive loans are around 10 to 13 years.
Okay.
So the payback period would be around 10 to 13 years for all these loans. You know, my hybrid project which we have started, will get over in March 31st.
Okay, okay. One more thing, sir. We in the presentation we have given 846 plus megawatts cumulative power evacuation capacity, sir. And we are targeting about 1,000 megawatt or 1 gigawatt, sir. So, for what? How
right.
is the provision for the land for the basic for the differential megawatt that we are planning, sir?
We are targeting this 1,000 megawatt by calendar year 2025. And today we are on the 8.97 megawatt. So rest of the say 154 megawatt evacuation, as if we say we will get it by that time, and if unless if we are failing that, if we have the capacity, because the 846 megawatt is AC. And the DC is, we can go up to 1200. So you can understand how the backup plan we can try to do. AC capacity evacuation we have, and whatever we are talking 1000 megawatt is a DC site. So in that case, if we do not get, still we will do it in this, but we confidently we will make it.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. All the best, sir. All the best to the company, sir. You have always been showing good results. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Yadav. Thank you. So nice. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudhir Beda from Right Time Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So, sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to understand. See, I am studying a lot of other unlisted renewable companies. Because there is no peers in the listed space, pure play IPP and CPP players, it's not available. But the other non-listed companies, a lot of companies are making losses. But here we are making good profit and we are doing the business with a very good margin. So what is the difference between our, what is our USP? So, and how we are different from the other companies? Just wanted to understand that. Why our margin are low compared to other peers? Thank you.
Sudhirbhai, thank you very much. Faruk here. This type of, I think, question should not be answerable on the platform, because this is the only USP or only business trait what we are doing is. We are giving you the surety that we are not doing anything wrong. Everything is clear and we are doing it, and we are making our good profit in our company. As far as concern of the how we do it, that one-to-one once you come and we will share it with you. But one thing is very sure that 110%, we are doing everything in a legal way with the very transparency and nothing to hide or something. But the style is different, and I think you understand what the style is different, because we are only one who I can give you. We are doing IPP and CPP cumulative, you know, one company. That's the USP of our company. Sudhirbhai.
And we are getting higher rate, I believe, compared to other, because we are into B2C company.
People have the confidence on our company that they are giving a good. And we are doing this in a very fast. Say people are taking 18 months, but we are doing in a 3 to 6 months, number one. Number two, we are making the pipeline ready for 2 or 3 years ago. That's the benefit also. And third is, whatever team are doing the hard work, that makes, and that's a conversion in a profit. That's it.
Great. Very happy to listen to that. Thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity.
You're right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank Mamania from Mavira Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, congratulations on your numbers. Sir, I wanted to understand about are raising the same and at what...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. The audio is breaking from your line. Please check.
Sorry?
Now is it...
The lines are not clear. We are unable to hear the question.
Mr. Mamania, the audio is not clear from your line. Please be in the network area.
Okay. I will come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanav Garg from Garg Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, congratulations on the great set of numbers. And thank you for doing this conference call. Sir, I have like 3-4 questions since we are doing the call for the first time. My first question is, it is related to the CPP segment. Now, when we bid for the plant, what is the typical size of the plant that we bid for? Is it a 3 megawatt plant, 6 megawatt plant, or the bigger plants?
Sorry, we cannot hear you your voice properly. Can you repeat the question again, please?
Sure. So what I'm asking is...
Sorry to interrupt you. Sir, please use the handset mode.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm using the handset mode. Am I audible now?
Yes, you are audible. You are audible.
Yeah. So, sir, my question is, when we typically bid for any solar project, what is the size of the project? By size, I mean, is it a 10 megawatt project or 100 megawatt? I mean, do we have a constraint there?
Yeah, see, there is no constraint. We can take as low as 1 megawatt also, and we can go up to 30, 40 megawatt also on the CPP side. See, we have an expertise. We have built our own 135 megawatt. We current order, if you see on the stock exchange, what we have uploaded is around 35 megawatt order, which we have got. So size is not an issue for us. We have the capabilities to execute higher order and smaller orders.
Okay. And so just a follow-up on this, like who funds the working capital for the CPP project? Since I think, let's say we're going for a 20 megawatt project, and I think you said it's a 4 crore is the cost. So that means it's a 80 crore of working capital gets used, right? So, I mean, is it funded by the client or we need to use our own working capital for this?
Billing is done on a milestone basis. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but you're so distant. I would request you to please be slightly close to the mic.
Okay. Am I clear and audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you just repeat the question so I can take control of it?
Yes, I was asking that who funds the working capital for CPP project? Do we fund it ourselves or the client funds the working capital?
So it's a partial. There is some advance taken from the client as well as where we want to stock up the prices and get benefit on that. We would take working capital to get the inventory in hand so that we can execute faster.
Okay. So my last question is, just given we also do O&M projects, right, for the plants that we have created, so I'm trying to understand what is the cost per megawatt, let's say per year cost per megawatt for operation and maintenance.
It's minimal. It's around 2 lakh per megawatt, you can say, for O&M.
Okay. So I was trying to understand what can be the recurring revenue stream for let's say for CPP projects, but it's minuscule. It's like 2 lakh rupees per megawatt, right?
See, if you understand, I am telling the cost that I incur. Okay?
Okay.
I charge to the customer 5 lakh.
5 lakh per megawatt. Okay. So my last question before I close this, that's like, so we have seen it in Sterling and Wilson, one of your earlier competitors. So they had to do a significant write-off because they couldn't meet the expected standards which were provided by the customers, right, when they bid the project. Now, just taking it from the same experience, I want to understand, like, who bears this risk? Do we have our suppliers who bear the risk? Or, like, where does that go?
See, first of all, we don't do any bid projects, okay? Now, we in our CPP project, we give 85% generation guarantee to the customer. Until date, we have not got even one customer coming up with any lower generation. And then, the, whereas the panels are concerned, panel are, you are aware that panels are already warranted for 2022.
Okay, so basically then we don't have this risk because it's a long tenure project, right?
No, we don't have that risk. Yeah, we don't have that risk. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, sir, for answering the question and wish you best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Tavera from 4R Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for the great set of numbers.
Hello.
Mr. Tavera, please.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, congratulations for the great set of numbers. And my first question is about REC certification and realization rate.
Sorry, your voice is cracking. We are unable to hear you.
Oh, yeah, 1 minute.
Yeah, my first question is about REC certificates.
Okay.
And the realization rate of it. And what it is from the last year, how much we realized.
In FY 2022-23, we have realized around 25.30 lakhs. As many of the 11 kV projects are under REC registration process. Now, since it's a minuscule, we don't go into too much into calculation of that. But we have, booked 25.30 lakhs rupees around per unit. You can say 1 rupee per unit is something in the REC.
Oh, okay. What about the loan assistance for IBP as on today?
As on today, it is, 31st March, it is 409 crores is on the term loan side, on the IBP side, you can say.
Okay. We need, as we mentioned, management mentioned before that we need 266 crores of debt. So we are, if I'm not wrong, like we are arranging it in source of debt of 159 crores from outside and 106 from the internal accrual. And what portion is towards CPP and IT?
Sorry, I didn't get your questions. Voice, you're speaking from far away, voice is...
No, I'm near to it.
Okay, then please repeat the question.
The my question is about the loan assistance for IPP as on today.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
It's around 409 crores.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. And you mentioned that 266 crores of... debt capital we need for the IPP and CPP.
So we have already incurred that capex in the last year.
Okay.
That capex cost was 266 crores. In which the debt which was taken was 159 crores and rest from internal accruals.
Okay. And last question is like, where do we maintain the panels? Stock panels and whether it to fulfill the supplies or else are we maintaining it at the optimum rates?
Optimum. See, there are multiple things for which we have both things as you have given a one time question. As both things, we do not want anything for our CPP or our own capex also. And at the same time, we want to take the advantage of the price.
And you understand that we have 109 crores of CPP orders in hand, which is around 400 or 50 crores. So you can understand that the stock that we need is quite low compared to what is the order in hand we have. Whether it will definitely help in maintaining good margins and getting discount rates?
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, in 2022 year end, we have like 100 plus order book, and currently 2023 we are with 116 plus megawatt order. So the difference is slightly lower than anticipated. And what about the future visibility?
I think the latest which we have uploaded on the stock exchange was CPP around 35 megawatt. So you can calculate 109 in CPP
whereas 42 in IPP. And we have a long list of IPP, but we don't consciously we try to avoid until unless we have a capex plan which is going side by side immediately.
Okay, I, my understanding is like with CPP, we are going with volumes and with IPP with margins. Is that the right understanding?
Yes, actually. See, you're right, and it's true.
Yeah.
CPP adds to the top line and IPP adds to the bottom.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the margin. So broadly wanted to understand what is our...
Your voice is cracking.
Your voice is not proper, my dear.
Just a second.
Hello.
Your audio is breaking, Mr. Rishikesh. We can request you, sir, to be in a network area.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to understand the file.
Sorry to interrupt again, sir. The audio is breaking. Sir, we request you to rejoin the question.
Your audio is not proper, so please.
Oh. Can you take the next question? In the meantime, the audio is
coming. Please rejoin the question queue.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushil Selarka from Pioneer Investcorp. Please go ahead. Mr. Selarka, please go ahead with your question. Mr. Selarka, please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next question from the line of Satish Venkat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for hosting this conference call. Sir, my first question is, sir, our business is on IPP and CPP, but recently, sir, our group company KP Energy is also planning to enter into IPP segment. So will this not impact our business and will not create competition within our company, sir?
Yeah, there are different set of customers, different business lines.
No, nothing will be hampered to any company. Don't worry. We have so many competitors already, so we do not compete with each other. That's for the sure. Don't worry.
See, the business, I hope you got the answer.
Okay, unless our targets are not impacted, that should be fine. Okay, sir, and my next question is, sir, we are currently completely Gujarat-focused company, sir. Our complete business is in Gujarat. So do you have any plans to...
Your voice, sir.
Yes, sir. Is it audible now?
Yeah, it is audible. That your question is, we are only in Gujarat. In future, we are going to expand our... to the other state. Yes, answer is yes. We are trying our best to put the everywhere footprint. But in Gujarat, very easy food today. So we are getting it. Tomorrow, if we need, we will 100% will do, and we are trying our best. Telangana and Rajasthan and MP and Maharashtra and Karnataka and Tripura, so many else. We are in a move ahead with these targets also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And sir, last anything? Question is, sir. So we have some business dealing with the TriStar Transport LLC, sir. So what is the deal regarding what kind of business we are doing with them?
With TriStar is a UAE company, and they are a very big company in hydrogen. They have the very good logistic things over there. They have 2,000 trucks for the hydrogen and the liquid things they are supplying to all UAE countries. And for that, we are going to start with them in the hydrogen field. So automatically our renewable also will support the green hydrogen. So altogether you can say the advanced engineering for this subject. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, okay. But this complete business is through our KP Green.
It's a different. Yes.
It's completely handled through our
There is a power company only. It's a power company only. And where we are going to do in UAE, with the support of KPI and KP Energy and KP Bilcon, we are going to start the hydrogen, green hydrogen project in the UAE.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niket Shah from SN Finvest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask, once we are in this hybrid policy, are we going to merge KPI Green and KP Energy? Do we plan something like that?
No. What you say, थोड़ा सा आपका वो speaker से थोड़ा दूर ले के बात करें.
मैं पूछ रहा हूँ कि अपन merge कर देंगे दोनों अपनी companies को.
मैं वो अभी कोई planning अभी उसका नहीं है. हम लोग उसके लिए कोई दोनों company का merging का अभी कुछ बोला ही नहीं.
अच्छा और दूसरा अपन अपना stake बढ़ाएंगे थोड़ा सा भी.
That you will see on a board, my dear. If I increase the stack, of course I want to be 100%. But I will not.
Acha, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, I am audible, sir. Good evening, sir.
Very good evening.
I'm a retail individual investor. I'm personally very inspired from your story. And my one question is that whatever raw material that required for KPI energy, do we import or we have a inbuilt in house that is like solar panel and solar module?
We are till date we have not imported anything in the company. But in future, if we require, we will, inshallah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks so much. And one more thing I want to tell that whatever KP Human Foundation is doing is really doing good. And I really admire that you are doing very great for the society and for the children.
Our funda is, thank you very much for appreciation, KP Human Foundation. Our funda is very clear. We have... Whatever we have got from the society, we have to give back to the society. That is our funda. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. You are doing really great work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Runwal from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So in the opening remarks, you mentioned that the EBITDA margins have come down because of the change in mix between CPP and IPP. So I wanted to understand what is the difference in margins between these two segments, between CPP and IPP.
IPP is a totally capex-based business where we sell the energy and we get the 76-78%. And the CPP is again the EPC contract like things. So over there, of course, the competition and the things are not long term. So many things are coming in the year. So every month rate will be changed and every customer is changed over there. And of course, we were doing before 30 to 35% IPP and rest of the CPP. Because of the top line, we want. So we have done 85% of the CPP and 15% of the IPP. So naturally, the EBITDA will dilute by the CPP.
Okay. So but if you can give the percentage EBITDA margin in both the businesses, is that possible? The percentage EBITDA that we earn in IT.
22 to 25%
can be the CPP margin.
Okay, and in IPP?
It's a 70 to 75% EBITDA.
Okay, okay. And now in terms of IPP, so I understand last in FY23 you generated around 14.7 crore units. These were sold to the customers in IPP segment. What is the target for FY24 in this?
So our target is at least 22 crore unit.
Okay. Okay. And what is the realization that you got in IPP segment through sale of electricity in FY23?
So 6.35 into 22, you will understand. Okay. We will get the at least 140 crore rupees from the IPP.
Oh, okay. That sounds great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So one thing I'll put the note here that our 25 years 100 crore PAT will be fixed for the model.
Correct. Correct. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Rishikesh, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead with your question.
Am I audible now?
Yes, yes, Rishikesh, tell me.
So just want to understand.
Rishikesh, your audio is breaking.
We only heard you audible. After there will be nothing. Hello. Rishikesh, you write down the question on the board. That will be better for us because we cannot listen to you properly.
Oh, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Kumar from AD Pro Technologies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to know about the high debt level we have on our...
Mr. Kumar, sorry to interrupt you. You, sir, to please speak a little bit louder.
Okay. I wanted to know about the high level of debt we are having on our books, like say around 625 crores. So what is our debt to equity ratio right now, and do we plan to bring that ratio to more reasonable level?
Debt to equity ratio, I already explained to you the debt to equity ratio is 2:1 at present, which is a healthy ratio for an industry which is a capital intensive industry. And that's the reason our rating is also A category.
Okay, so this year also we can expect like, okay, it might go further?
Yeah, we'll try to maintain that healthy leverage ratio.
Okay. And another...
We'll try our best to make the same ratio.
Okay. And I wanted to know, like, we are carrying the land of around, you said 700 crores the value, but
right.
Do we own all the land or we have part of that as on a lease? For a long
no, time. I told the 700 crore is the land that we own.
700 crore. Acres. Land.
Okay, 700 crore, 700 acres land. We are holding. Out of 1347, the total land bank, 1374 that you have seen in the presentation, 700 is owned land.
So, okay, majority of that is owned land, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And... going forward, like say, do we want like to become a bigger say size player? Like say right now, like say NTPC or any other government tenders, they ask for 250 megawatt kind of a thing. So do we have that kind of a scale?
Yeah, we are going in that also, and we have a separate team for that, and we are doing that, and they are trying to reach the government need also in this.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Thanks a lot. I will come back in queue if I have any more.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushil Selarka from Pioneer Invest Corp. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
My question is, does cash balance also include debt service reserve account? And can you tell what is the free cash balance after providing for debt service reserve account deposits?
Yeah. It includes the debt service reserve account, that's what we call. And with the free cash flow will be around 4.2 crores, which is free cash flow.
Okay. And sir, what is our total land bank as of now, and how much is leased and how much is owned?
We have already explained 1374 out of 1374, 700 is our own, and this 674 is a leased land.
Okay. And sir, last question is that on the OMN and lease income, which is shown in the presentation, which is 5 crore plus, what is this and do you expect this income to increase further?
Of course, this income will be increased further year to year. When we reach the 750, approximately 75 crore rupees in annuity income for the company in 25 years.
And sir, can you explain this O&M income? What is it about? Can you just give us a brief on this income?
We cannot hear you properly. Last few sentences. Rishi, please say repeat the last few sentences.
Sir, can you explain the O&M and lease income? Exactly, hai kya income kaise generate hota hai?
O&M aise hota hai ki jab CPP aap kaam karke de dete ho EPC ka, uske baad 25 saal tak इनके प्लांट का जनरेशन कंपनी के प्लांट किसी भी कंपनी के प्लांट का जनरेशन हम लोग अपनी तरफ से ऑपरेशन एंड मेंटेनेंस करके करते हैं और जिस जमीन के ऊपर में वो प्लांट डाला जाता है वो लीज का जमीन होता है जिससे वो हम लीज उस पे लेते हैं यानी हम लोग या तो लीज टू लीज ट्रांसफर करते हैं या ओन होता है हमारा वो उसको लीज ट्रांसफर करते हैं इट्स लाइक रेंटल ऑफ योर फ्लैट.
Okay, sir. So, isme kuch escalation, like, kuch aisa hota hai, price hike ka usme?
Every year, 2%, 3%, party-to-party escalation are there.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, and congratulations for the nice results.
So nice of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Salim Yahoo, Chief Financial Officer of KPI Green Energy Limited, for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. I thank all for this heartful thanks for the participants who have shown interest in our business and have asked a good sets of questions to us, and our special thanks to our chairman and managing director Mr. Farooq Patel for taking out time and being present for this investor call. We are sure we are achieving newer heights as we go forward and achieving new milestones which will be seen in the coming years. Thank you. Thanks for the participation. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of KPI Green Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.